Man Show, associate head coach of Indiana Hoosiers, and running backs coach, Dylan McCullough, here with me. He was with the Chiefs this past year, went to Super Bowl with those guys 3 years, 2 years in a row, and he was 18. Tom Brady got out, unfortunately, but he's with Indiana back home again. What's up, coach? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing great. Excited to be on with you.
Coach, tell us this, man. February 8th, you made the move back to the Hoosiers. Man, tell us about the decision to come back to the Hoosiers and achieving your goal of finally being a college head coach, man.
Yeah, so, I mean, the plan when I went to the NFL, you know, was to ultimately come back to college anyway. So, you know, man, was just blessed to go there, man, under a great organization. And, man, by no means did I think it was going to be a Super Bowl. Man, I knew we were a good team. You know, man, but just being able to go in and learn from those guys and have an impact on my room and our overall team, get a lot of knowledge, you know, and then ultimately have an opportunity to come back to Indiana was huge. There were other opportunities. Obviously, every year there was things that came up, but the circumstance didn't fit, you know, what I was looking for specifically, but the Indiana one did, you know, and it just so happened to be somewhere that I had been before, so that even made it better.
Yeah, and Coach Allen had you on staff with him previously when he was the defensive coordinator there. So going to somebody that you knew pretty well, man, had to make you feel good. Your family knows Bloomington very well. So, hey, if you're going to lead the Chiefs and that dynasty that's building over there, hey, you might as well come back to the Hoosiers, man.
Yeah, it was a great situation, you know, with the Chiefs. But, you know, at the end of the day, I said, you know, what can I do to continue to advance my career, you know, and being there, you know, as a running back coach, you know, perpetually, I don't know if that was increasing my opportunity to become a head coach in college. So, I mean, I had to get back into college, wanting to come back at a higher level, at a higher position that puts me in on the track to become a head coach. And I think that's what this opportunity is going to give me.
Yeah, and Tom Allen's a great guy. He's been on the show a few times previously, man. He's a great coach, and you saw success that his teams have had. So I feel like you're in the right spot to learn and be there, man, and do it, and have those responsibilities, because I feel like, bro, we need more brothers to get jobs in D1 football. Basketball is already happening this cycle. We need to see more of us and representing the coaching and on the FBS level, because I feel like we need it, you know. So I'm glad you're back there. Tell us about this, man. How has spring practice been going for you guys so far? I know with COVID things, and it's getting better up in Indiana as well. Same here in Georgia. So how has practice for you guys so far this spring, man?
Yeah, everything's been going great. You know, just getting back, man. Again, a new defensive coordinator and Charlton Warren, which, you know, formed a relationship with him a while back. I was part of a Champions Forum for upcoming minority coaches. This might have been like 2014 or 15 or something like that. So just had some experience with him, man. Here he is now as our defensive coordinator. And then, you know, me coming in, you know, being a new piece to the puzzle here offensively and just coming with some different ideas. So, man, it was really great to just see how our guys embrace the new defensive scheme. Man, it's legit. Looked good to me. You know, poses some problems for sure. And then, you know, some of the wrinkles we put on offense, it's going to be exciting to see how it all plays out once we start the season.
Most definitely, Coach. Like I said, Andy Reid is a great offensive mind. All those very, very creative, and, you know, you can run off inside zone, outside zone, jet sweeps, you know, always causing defense to declare quickly man zone. So bringing those principles that you brought back from the NFL down to Indiana, which here with the Hoosiers, man, I think it's going to really help those guys out a lot, because you've seen it at the highest level and how offense can be created at the optimum peak, you know, and cause defenses all kind of trouble.
Oh, without a doubt, you know, so – That's the part, you know, and the players see it, and obviously the guys in our room see it. We got some great offensive minds here also, you know, but just being able to come from the mountaintop of football, man, we don't want a Super Bowl. It was in the Super Bowl again, you know, Super Bowl last 2 years, you know, being around some of the minds that I was around and with the Chiefs, you know, and just bringing some of those things here, I think it's going to be exciting as we continue to implement some of those things. We got some nice pieces here to build on.
Most definitely, Coach, and offensively, I know when I played, it was kind of like it was passé to have being 11 personnel all the time. 11 personnel is pretty much base now. It's pretty much your best is nickel defensively, you know, which when you go nickel, you know, it's going to be cover three, cover two, cover four quarters. So that's what you can do. Then you get them to declare when you throw some motion in there. They're done. So I feel like, yeah, you know, where the game is now, hey, defense is only do so much. All you can do is really just keep them in front of you now and hope to God that you don't stop you in the red zone. People's being, but don't break them. So I feel like the scheme offensively, man, make defense as complex, but it's kind of still simple. So you can kind of put them in a bind where they'll do so much.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and that's the thing, you know, just coming from, you know, with Coach Andy Reid and those guys, you know, our whole thing was making sure keeping guys paper shuffling. He said, we want the guys on defense papers to shuffle. Guys start moving around. They're like, hey, trying to find the answers. Like, what are we going to do? Ball snap and it's over. You know, so I'm just bringing some of those things. Also, you know, obviously having some things from a static position that we'll do, but just a couple ideas. And again, things are already here. Everybody got concepts, but it's just when to use them, just ways that you can kind of spice them up or ways that you can disguise them.
And Coach Miller, being a back, you know, you got to really pass protect first and foremost, run the ball, protect the ball. And now it's about catching the ball too. Be able to run the route tree more than ever. You know, more than it's a real route or a check down or a little option route. You got to actually know every route in the tree. You know, it can do a transcontinental, do it a deep, no, a nine or up sideline. So I talk about how the running back position in the passing game has really evolved over the years since you've been playing the game when you was playing.
Yeah, I mean, like, I joke with these guys. I said when I was in school, shoot, man, you just ran the ball. You know, I mean, it wasn't complex routes or anything. I mean, you ran a little flare route or something, a flat route or something like that. But you mainly were just pounding the ball. I mean, obviously now, you know, just getting my guys, as I've been doing my whole career, versed in all aspects of running back play, you know, obviously being able to run the ball, but being able to block, pass protect, you know, and run routes, you know, on a very high level. So just, you know, with me coming here, you know, bringing that detail to these guys and the guys in the room really just like, wow, just you're sitting there mouths open, because not only am I bringing a level of detail and just some different ways of doing things, I'm not making it hard for them. You know, so the guys are just blown away with like, man, this is how you were teaching the guys in the NFL. I said, yeah, that's why they were. The guys in my room were pretty upset that I was gone. Clyde and them guys were based like, man, hold up. You know, we got one of the best coaches in the league who made the job easy, who made the learning everything easy, you know, and he's going to take that same type of approach to back to college. So just excited about the guys, man. Good group of dudes picking up on everything we talk about. And my goal is to make these guys a complete running backs.
No, Mo, those definitely, because I feel like the running back position is kind of not valued as it should be, Coach, because you need a running back. Because when it gets down to the get down the fourth quarter, you got to run the clock out. Now, I know with the Chiefs, you can use Mahomes, but everybody don't have a Mahomes. You have to pound that rock and doing that 4-minute drill to kill the clock, bleed the clock down. So protecting the football with running the ball, blocking on a key third down, getting out there on a route, chipping, you know. You got to be the complete back. Like you had Le'Veon Bell this past year. Mm-hmm. That's a complete back. You know, Clyde is going to be there eventually. You know, do everything. So the big running back in today's football, you got to pretty much be a receiver that can run the ball through the tackles.
Yep, I agree. And I just got to have an exit interviews with my guys, man, and was just stressing that to them. That if you can't do it all, we got a problem. I said, because I'm used to having a room full of guys who can do everything. Now, everybody don't do it on the exact same level, but they're all capable. You know, hey, blitz come, it don't matter who it is, dude going to pick it up. Hey, we running the ball, we got to converge short yardage. Every dude can do it. You know, we running the route, the man going to catch the ball. You know, so now what they do after that, that's based on that individual's particular skill set. But we know on the most basic level, everybody is going to have a baseline that they meet for us to be a championship level team.
And Coach, film study is so key. You know, that all 22 is so key. Learning what defenses, what they're going to do in certain looks, you know, because you and I both know that it can disguise stuff pretty good when they want to. So you need young men to realize, hey, knowing a guy's keys, if he starts kind of going down close, maybe single high, if he's kind of playing the game, so I can bail out in cover two or be in quarters. So, you know, teaching the young men that, how's that being trying to teach them about how the key on the secondary to kind of know what the defense is going to pretty much do, so you know who you're going to be in the blocking the linebacker, block the nickel off the corner, what's going to be.
Yeah, so when you're talking about it, rather it be just in, you know, identifying fronts, I mean, not fronts, identifying coverages and different things like that, you know, starting with safeties, looking at safety depth, you know, as far as we start talking about protections, hey, is there a guy capped? You know, hey, is this, here we are, I'm set over into the boundary and protection. Hey, what is that safety doing? That guy sitting in the middle of the field, that corner likely ain't coming. if that safety is starting to drift over there to your left where he's sitting there stacked, you know, a couple yards inside that boundary corner, you got an opportunity for him to come. Same thing to the field, looking over at the nickel. Hey, it's this guy, how removed is he? You got an apex nickel out there. You got a safety stacked up over the top of him. You should know something is about to go down, all right? Mm-hmm. But just having these guys with that eye discipline and understanding that they can eliminate parts of the field and eliminate blitzers by just looking at any indicators that let you know if they're coming. So that was huge. I know in Kansas City, just, hey, you're doing that full field scan. Hey, but you can eliminate a guy right now just based on looking at how the coverage is and looking at where guys are preset.
Most definitely, and I feel like motion is so key to that too, because it's going to be man zone, they're going to do side. So it's like, you know, that motion is so key. And I love seeing how the motion's used today to kind of make a team declare or send the back out and bring the back in to make them
bring
declare.
Them back in, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I love that, because that stuff, because I'm watching the game, coach, I'm watching for that stuff, you know, because my dad was a coach too. So, you know, for me, I'm with my dad, we were looking at all different, we forget the play, we try to look at, okay, the setup, okay, he's doing this, he's coming right here. That's what we doing. It drives my mother crazy. Why can't the players enjoy the game? We are enjoying the game.
That's the game right there. That's the game. I mean, and just like what you said, undressing the defense, finding out what these guys are doing. Hey, back motion out there, back is out there. Hey, a backer come out there with him, he motion back in, you know his zone. Hey, you out there, you know it's a safety over the top of you or a DB over you, come on back in, we know his zone. You know his man or zone off of that. So just having some of those different things to help undress the defense to find out coverages, I mean, that's kind of universal at this point.
And tell us about my man, Tevin Coleman. He played with the Falcons here for a good while. He's out of San Francisco now. Tell us about coaching Tevin and how he was out against a player when he was a Hoosier for you guys, man.
Man, Tevin was unbelievable. You know, I mean, yeah, I just remember when I were, you know, going through the recruiting process with him, we'd only won one game coming into the time I was recruiting Tevin. But, again, it's our relationships, and you form a great relationship with him. Tevin, I played in, like, a Navy-type offense. So he was like a wing back. Tevin, before he came here, he had never lined up behind center, behind the quarterback, and took a handoff.
Wow.
So you just converting him from a basically a fly sweep type guy to a legitimate, obviously a 2,000-yard running back, an upper end back in the country, was something that was fun to happen. But, you know, it was fun to see happen. But the steps that he took to do that, man, I was all him. I mean, this guy listened to coaching. And, man, he took it to the next level.
And, Coach, you played in one of my favorite leagues ever, the XFL, man. That was my favorite league ever. When I was a kid, man, I had my football. I watched every game. I mean, that was my favorite league. I got to tell you, my favorite guy was He Hate Me because of the name.
He Hate Me, yeah.
That was Ross my Moore. Favorite name. He Hate Me, the Enforcers, all man, the Outlaws, man. I loved it. The Memphis Maniacs, you know, the Hitmen. I remember it yesterday. I was younger then, but I remember like yesterday, man, watching that with my dad on Sundays and Saturdays, man. Tell us about playing that league, man. How fun was it?
Yeah, I mean, it, you know, it was fun, you know, and you know, I was in there for a short period of time. I had an injury, but just seeing how everything unfolded in that, just being there in training camp, you know, we practicing in high schools. I mean, it was crazy, man. I mean, yeah, I remember we went to practice one time. We practiced in Florida. This is a crazy off story, but it was just ridiculous as it was. We practiced and we came in from practice. We practiced at a high school. We coming in and you can just hear everybody just like, it's like a wave of people screaming like, man, I don't believe this. Some of the high school kids came in and stole all our stuff, man.
Wow.
Yeah, stole all our stuff. We out there practicing, came in, all our jewelry, everything gone. So it was a whole lot of crazy stories that came out of being in the XFL, man. But it did open doors for guys. I mean, it was several guys who went from that league going to the NFL. You know what I'm saying? And did some great things. So, man, great league, great idea. You know, it came back on some level, what, last year? And then it kind of got nixed. I'm hoping it circulate back around, man, because, it's just more opportunity for guys to continue to play ball.
Most definitely, Coach. And like I said, man, that league was fun to me, man. Tommy Max, LA Extreme still is quarterback for a long time now. So, you know, they had Big Ben come out to him. So, yeah, man, I mean, you said that league was – definitely a trailblazing a lot of rules for the fan engagement and the cameras came from that league. So the NFL stole a lot from the XFL. They didn't like it, but they stole a lot from the XFL.
True. You're right.
Yes, sir. And let coach, I got one more for you, man. Tell us this, man. In Indiana, man, what's the prime eating spot in Bloomington, man? If we're coming up there to see you guys play, where should we go get some food at, man?
Man, I go over to Buffalo's. If you're a wings guy, I go to Buffalo. Yeah. There you go, right there. Buffalo's. That's the spot to go to. I'm telling you right now. You won't be disappointed.
Yes, sir. Coach McCullough, we got to do this again real soon, man. I'm happy for you been up there, man. Good to see talk to another brother about some damn football, man. Talks the language I love, football, man. So, hey, man, thanks for your time today. We got to do this again real soon, brother.
Hey, I appreciate it, man, and keep doing what you're doing. It's entertaining for sure, and it's informative without a doubt.
Thank you so much, brother. Hey, be safe, man.
All right, you too.
All right, now.